Manager, I would like to begin by stating how disgusted I am at the recent arson attacks that have been taking place. Attacks like these are devastating for a community to witness, and I would like to make it very clear that they do not reflect the feelings of a community, only the hate of a handful of individuals. These individuals claim to care about the safety of a community, while at the same time they are literally burning its buildings to the ground. The only thing these people care about is spreading hate and igniting violence. The justification for their actions being in a community's interest are disgraceful and disingenuous, because the people burning down local buildings are not the same people as those involved in the tidy towns or community council meetings each week. They are not the same people as those packing bags or standing with collection buckets for local clubs or charities. And they are certainly not the same people as those running local support groups, youth groups, community kitchens, food banks or parish quizzes. Many are not even from the communities they seek to divide and claim that they are acting for the good of that community while they undo the work of many great and genuine community workers is nothing but an insult. It is most likely these community workers that will be left to clean up the mess of arson attacks and face the consequences of such hate and violence. And it is important to remember that the cost of such a clean-up will only come out of the pocket of the council and, as a result, the community themselves. I only hope that acts like these empower communities to stand up against hate and violence. Communities across Ireland and Donegal have already rallied against acts of violence and hate towards asylum seekers and have come together in support of people coming in and the diversity they bring. But the government needs to support communities in doing this as well. Its approach to these attacks has been completely inadequate and has done nothing to challenge those who fan the flames of unjust hatred. The government needs to provide increased support for asylum seekers and the communities hosting them, but they also need to start acting on the rising anti-immigration sentiment in this country, which has now risen to dangerous levels, which has been driven by just a few people. Attacks such as these cannot be tolerated, and the perpetrators of such violence and of hate speech need to be targeted and monitored. Hate crimes need to be addressed and treated seriously. We need to take a strong stand against division in this country and reject the hate of those who seek to endanger our communities with violent arson attacks. And I just would like to just take a bit of time that I have as well too to just somebody was talking earlier on about the amount of people and the population of the country in the last century, and that is a fact. If we hadn't had the famine in the 1830s, 1840s, the population of Ireland today would probably be around about 25, 30 million people. And how can we say that Ireland is full? It's disingenuous, it's lies, but it's made to suit a political agenda, and that agenda is to sow that division and that hatred within our communities, and division and hatred targeted at people that are most vulnerable, people who come here for protection in this state. And we let those people down by doing that. And unfortunately, the state isn't taking an active enough role in actually dealing with it. And that is a fact, Minister. And maybe it's belatedly coming to the table now, and the guards are actually starting to respond to it in that area. But I know of instances of stuff that has been reported to the guards, and that very little, if any, investigation has ever taken place in relation to them. And that is wrong, and it shouldn't be tolerated. And because we need to be strong, we need to stand up to do this. The government needs to start showing leadership on this issue and by addressing the needs of communities who are resilient and who have shown time and time again that they are willing to come together and overcome these attempts at divisions. And by standing together, we can overcome them. But that means standing with everybody, including asylum seekers as well. Thank you.